I'm Dwayne. May your days be merry and bright and filled with holiday cheer.
And I'm Mark. All of us at Kohler's Propane look forward to serving your propane needs in the new year ahead.
We're back here in North Carolina on the second half, ready to kick off here. Get on a little bit of basketball form. Still with a little football vocabulary, per se. Kick off, interception, ball carrier, whatever. We'll get there.
Wrong scoring side.
We're close enough. Probably now has it. Start of the second half. Number 10, Big Sweeney, has it as point guard at the top. Over to number 14, off the screen. Over to Sweeney on the right side, past Josh White, the free throw line on the right side. Josh White takes into the hoop, and it's up for 92 on the layup on the right-hand side. It's now 48-14, Ubley. North Carolina brings up Eric Dice. Evan Dice, number 32, point guard for North Carolina. Dribbles over to the left side, puts it up for the easy jump shot on about a 12-13 footer, and it's in. North Carolina tags on two at 48-16 after Evan Dice puts in two. Pass into Marshall Leibrandt. Grab the ball on the pass from Austin Drake, the left side at the block. Took it, but he dribbled after he took two steps. That travel. Turnover on Ubley's side. Evan Dice brings up North Huron. At the top, he dribbles to his right side. Picked by number 12, then a pick and roll by Forrest Maxwell. Tries it in, but there's a turnover. And Gabe Messinger Ubley comes up with it. Marshall Leibrandt has it on the left side. At the top of the key, setting up the offense. Over to Gabe Messing on the left side. And in for the almost the attempted alley-oop is Marshall Leibrandt on the far side. And it was just a little off. Didn't get the shot off on that one. Number 20 for North Huron takes the three. Little tip there for Marshall Leibrandt. That's Tom Fisher. Hit the top of the backboard and comes the other way. And Dick Sweeney has it for Ubley. Goes in but comes back out on the top of the key. Passes it over to Josh White from the right block. Extended. And he puts it in for two. Josh White with all of the offense for Ubley in the third quarter. It's 50-16 in the third. Josh White with four. That's all Ubley scoring in the third quarter thus far. An almost turnover by North Huron, picked up by number 22, Case. And it's over to Evan Dice, who puts in the long two, about 3 inches short of a three. And it's North Huron trying to make its way back in. And they're going shot for shot thus far in the second half. Evan Dice is all four for North Huron, but there's a blocking call on North Huron at the free throw line. And this one's going to be on 32 for North Huron. That is Evan Dice, his first of the game and the team's first of this half. So Ubley will get it off to Drake, taking it out underneath the basket. Pass number 32, Gabe Messick, wide open on the right block. Misses the shot on the fadeaway, and it goes out of bounds. It's North Huron ball. And number 14 for North Huron will pass it in. That's up, team it into number 32, Evan Dice. Slowly dribbles it up the court, trying to set up some sort of offense for the first time. Well, it stays all game. 50-18, Ubley leads. 5:40 remains in the third. And number 12, Forrest Maxwell gets it at the free throw line on the right side. Dribbles in, gets fouled on it, and he makes it in his band one attempt here. For the old-fashioned three-point play, number 12 up at the free throw line now for North Huron. That's Forrest Maxwell. The foul is on number 52 for Ubley. Josh White, his second of the game. Team's first of the half.
You know, Clark, for being down 30 points, I guess it's 29 now because he made that free throw. North Huron really came out strong, making about three out of their last four attempts. And they're keeping their head up. I'm quite impressed on that one.
The deficit is only 29. Marshall Leibrandt gets on the left block. He takes up to the post up, does the power stop, and he takes it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. And then he takes up a second time and gets fouled on that one. He's going to have goes on the no, he's taking two on that one. Nope. The official's a little confused. It was on the floor. And that foul was on number 14 of North Huron. Justin Seaman, his second, team second of the half. Ubley gets it underneath their own hoop. And they're trying to do the lob into Marshall Leibrandt, gets it in the middle of the paint. But there's another foul on that one as Marshall Leibrandt was fouled on the reception there. And it's Ubley ball underneath the hoop. Once again, this one was on North Huron's number 12, Forrest Maxwell, his first of the game, team third. So suddenly, just like that, there's three fouls for North Huron. Into Marshall Liebrand, takes the 16-footer on the left side. That one, nothing but net. That's a smooth stroke there for Liebrand, number 34, the 6'6 senior for Ubley. It's 52-21 for Ubley. Evan Knight dribbles this one into the left side, picks up the dribble. Liebrand's all over that one, passes number 14. Justin Stevie, who passes back to Evan Knight, who drives into the lane, misses the layup on the right side, and it's Ubley ball. Austin Drake brings it up on the right side. He holds up and sets up the offense, passes over to number 20. Brian White, who has the top of the key, passes it over to 32, back up to Austin Drake, who takes the shot from the free throw line. No good. And Marshall Liebrand brings in the rebound, puts it back up, and there's a foul and one. The shot counted.
You know, Clark, it's 6'6". Marshall Liebrand is so big and so athletic that he is one of probably the hardest players to stop in this league. There's not a single North Huron player who can stop him by himself, and that is why he's scoring so much.
That foul is the number 20, Tom Fisher, his first team's fourth to have. And the free throw, nothing but net. I think Marshall Liebrand is almost shooting 100% from everywhere. It's now 55-21, 4.5 minutes remain in the third quarter. And North Carolina has it down at their end. So errant three by number 14, Seaman, puts it up, no good. And a rebound by number 22, Case, puts it up, easy layup for North Carolina. So it's 55-23. For North Huron after Kate puts in two. Drake tries to do a runner, no good. Marshall Liebrand cleans up the boards and puts in for another two, just like that. Ubley responds very quickly, and it has that Liebrand last name, the majority of all plays. Evan Knight tries to dribble it in, pass door to the score, number 14, Steven. He puts in three, and it's good. North Huron, not dead yet. Number 14, Dustin Steven with his first three of the second half. He had two in the first half, plus a field goal. He now has 11 on the game, 57-26 Ubley. And that last call was tipped out of bounds by Ubley. North Huron's going to get it back. And a slew of subs once again. Ubley believing this was hockey and subbing five at a time. Evan Dice brings it up for North Huron. The only issue is North Huron starting to look tired. They've been trying to play at Ubley's pace the whole game, and now it's starting to show. Number 12 for North Huron puts it up. Barely rims out on the layup, and he gets his own rebound, puts it up again, and misses two there. Number 12, that's Forrest Maxwell. Here comes Ubley. Rakowski passes over to number 40. Number 40, Brandon Sweeney, the 6-foot junior, puts up his second three of the night, and that one's good. In the corner, he's 2-for-2 on the three there for Ubley, Brandon Sweeney. So it's 60-26 for North Huron as number 14, Dustin Seaman, puts up the extended jump shot from extended block on the right side. He gets fouled on the batter, and he's going to be going to the free throw line to shoot two. That call was on number 20 of Ubley. Brian White, his second, team second of the second half. And there's a few subs for North Huron.
Wrong time, though.
Yeah, there's two shots on this one. So, number 14, Justin Seaman. At the line for the first time tonight. Clean up two. First one through the net, nothing but net. Now 60-27. Let those subs in now. Number 35 and 24 coming for Ubley. Or excuse me, North Huron, Eric Les Parents, and number 34, Nick Belega.
It looks like 20 went up, who actually fouled the guy and came down with an ankle injury. He's coming out.
And the second free throw missed. Ubley gets the rebound. Passes over to number 12, Cleary on the right side. He's dribbling down into the corner. Passes the defense at the corner. Number 24, Rakowski, puts up the long two. No good. And here comes North Huron. Number 14, Stevens puts up the rebound or layup. No good. Gets his own rebound, and there's a foul on Ubley. And it's going to be foul on the floor. That's going to be North Huron ball underneath their own hoop. That call was on number 22, his first. Team's third, 22, that'd be Mitchell Guza. And on the pass in, Ubley steals it from North Huron. Number 22 tries to get down. Number 42, Trent Morrell puts it in for the easy layup. The 6'8" sophomore. He's a big man. North Huron brings it up. 2.5 minutes left, 62-27. Steven takes the three, no good. Rebound by Case on the left side. Passes out to Evan Dice. Dribbles down to the baseline, tries to bring it in for the hoop, And it's good.